Hier aan daf nun gimel amet beis. Hier her am meuredike chidush van Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan had said pshat according to Rameya. Rameya says that hegdish, that a person was mekadish with hegdish, is bemezid kiddish u beshegek lo kiddish. Dibrei Rameya. And Rabbi Yochanan explained Pshat in Rameir as follows, that since when he was unaware that this is Mois Hagdish, and she was unaware that this is Mois Hagdish, so the Kedushin is Kedushay Tois. If she would have known that Nishalo Mois Hagdish al Yodo, or if he would have known that he's being mechalo mois hegdish, he's being moitzi mois hegdish lechulen, he never would have done it. So, not only is the kedushin not a kedushin because it's kedushay tois, but there's no mila either because the whole haitzoa milshus hegdish was betois. That means she is not interested in receiving the money, he's not interested in giving the money. So there's no mila, there's no heitzah mishus hegdish. The mois is kemikedem. It's hegdish. The only oifen of mi'ile by heitzah mishus hegdish is b'meizit, by mamon. There's another oifen of mi'ile. If a person is nene gufay mina hegdish, that's something else. If a person ate a machel shal hegdish b'shaykik, so lamaisi was nene mina hegdish, so then there's a din mila b'shaykik, chota b'shkoga. But by mois, that the only mila by mois is the haitzah mirshus hegdish, so since this haitzah was betois, so there's no haitzah whatsoever, so there's no mila. So everything is nisha kemikedem. That was a chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So now we are around 8 lines from the bottom. Eisve. So the Gemara asks on this chiddush. We learned hamachloikes. The din is if a person is mafkid mois mutorim by a shulchani. So mois mutorim by a shulchani, there's a message of this pikadon. Number one, the shulchani is keseder and a need of a flow of money. And mutarim, if the money was not tied up, so that's a green light mitzad the mafke that you can use the money. So it becomes a loiva on the money. That is by a shulchani. By a balabayis, if a person gives a pekodin of mois mutarim to balabayis, since there's no dire need for a flow of money by a balabos, so I do not say that he's permitted to use the mois hamutorim. He didn't tie it up. He didn't tie it up. But al kaponim, I cannot assume that since he gave a mois mutorim, he's giving him permission to use the money. Now we have a machlokes what halacha achenveni has. A chenveni is in between a balabayis and a shulchani. He doesn't need an abundance of money like a shulchani needs. He needs, since he's always buying from a wholesaler, so he needs money to purchase his goods. So now we have a machlokes, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. If a person gave mois mutorim to a chenveni, does that mean that he's giving him permission to use the money? That's a chayshemishpati kishayla, but it is negeya if a gizbor gave money to a chenveni, does that mean he's giving him permission to use the money? If he's giving him permission, so then the gizbor will be mol. That's called his moitzi mirshus hegdish, this money, by giving it to the chenveni. If he's not giving him permission, so then the only din me'ila will come about if the Chemvini uses the money. So then he's Moitzi Mershus Hekdush. So Eisvei, we have here Machloikis. Chemvini Kebalabayis Divrei Rameyer. Rameyer says that if a Chemvini received money from a Gizbor Shal Hekdush, so even though it's Mois Mutorim, it does not mean at all that the Chemvini was given permission by the Gizbo to use the money. So therefore, if he uses the money, he'll be Moil Begdish. He's Moitzi Yit Mershu Segdish. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Chemvini Kishulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Mafkid Moise Tzol Chemvini, since he realizes that a Chemvini does have a need for money more than a Balabos, so Mois Mutorim is giving him the right to use the money, so it's considered like the Gizbo was Moitzi Mershus Hekdush. Is Adkan like a Miflagi, El Demar Sava Chemvini Kishulchani, Am Yehudolz Chemvini Kishulchani, therefore the Gizbo is Moyo, Umar Sava Chemvini Kabalabai, so therefore the Chemvini is Moyo, not the Shulchani. Avu de kule alma, but there's no difference in opinion im hoitzi mol. But if the money was spent, the zicha din mila, either mitzad the gizbo or mitzad the chenveni, the zicha din mila. The shaila is who was moitzi mershus hekdush. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan said that hekdush, a transaction that is done b'moishal hegdish b'shoigik, there never is a hitzah mirshus hegdish, because the transaction was never chal. It's a transaction b'toitz. That means if the balabos would have known that it's moishal hegdish, he never would have lent it to the chenveni. The chenveni who gave the money to his wholesaler, it's also, if they would have known that it's Moishal Hekdush, so never. So this transaction is mutl. Everything is betoyis. So if it is betoyis, there's no mila. The mois is kemikadem. So here we have enough in the stire on Rabbi Yochanan. Here we see this. The whole shayla is who is moil? Is the chemvini moil? Is the gizbo moil? But my sister is a din mila by Moishal Hekdush. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, Rameyer ledvorav the Rabbi Yehuda come out. Rameyer is saying a little bit, speaking to Rabbi Yehuda. Lididi, according to me, I personally hold him hoitzi nami leimo. There's no din mila whatsoever, because the mois is kemikedem, since everything that is done is betois, so it's not considered that there's a hitzor mirshus hagdish. Eloledidoch, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he doesn't hold of this Spitzlumdis, that since in Chayshem Mishpat, it's called a Mekach Tois, Albobitois, so it's considered Kilo, nothing occurred. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if money was given L'Shem Albo, or money was given L'Shem Kinyin, so L'Maisa, that's called a Yitzah Mishus Agdish B'Shoigik, that is a Din Mila. Even though perhaps the Etzem Kinyan is a Kinyan B'toys, but the Mila Hotis Nish, that's called a Hitzah Mershus Hekdush. So Ramey is telling Rabbi Yehuda as follows, Lididi, according to me, Moitzi Na Milaymo, if the money was spent, the money was given, there's no Din Mila, because everything is B'toys. Ela Lididoch, but according to you, you don't hold of the Shtik Torah, you hold a Hitzahs Mois Mishus Hekdush B'shoigek, also has a din of a Hitzos Mois, and there's a din Mila, a Ba'idali Mia, the Chemvini Kabalabayis, and the Gizbo was not Moitzi the Mois, because Chemvini doesn't need the money so desperately, so when he's giving him the money, it does not, I don't assume that Mistomi is giving him permission to use the money. Ba'amalei, and then Rabbi Yehuda said, no, like Yishulchani, I wish to disagree with you. The need of a chemvini is sufficient to assume that the mafkid gave him the money to use if it's mois mutar. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Chemni kebalabais, Mishnei bemila, Gizbo hamafkid mois eitzel shulchani. A Gizbo gave over a pekodin of mois by a shulchani. Him tzrurim, if the money was tied up, lo yishtamish behem. So the shulchani has no right to use the money. Lefichach im hoitzi, if he used the money, lo imor la Gizbo. Because the Gizbo never gave him permission to use the money. If the money was not tied up, so then the Shulchani has a right to use it. The Bershu say all that. That means if he uses it, he becomes a loiver of the Gizbo, because the Gizbo gave him permission. If you want to use it, you can use it. Then he becomes a loiver when he uses it. The Meida Yoda, because the Gizbo, the Mafkid, knows the Shulchani Tzorech Lamois Todev. The Shulchani needs Keseida Mois. So Memele, so then the Gizbo is more if he gave him Mois Mutar, Avo Balabais. But a balabos, even though he was given mois mutorim, he has no right to use this money. It wasn't given to him with an intention that he's permitted to use it. This balabais ain't mishtamish tamid b'mois. There's no need to have money. The shtendik some emela lefichach im hoitzi mor balabayis v'loy hagizbo sheiv kidei. So if he did decide to use the money, so he's not doing this b'shlichas hamafkid b'shlichas hagizbo. He's doing this on his own accord. Now we have here a machlokes. What then does a chenveni have? So Rameyer holds chenveni kebalabayis she'enoi tzorich tamid lamois. There's no need to have a steady flow of money. Why not? Shenoistim loy peiris v'chol mecha chanusam ba'ashroi. Everything is given on credit. So Mamele, he doesn't need a steady flow of money. V'day loy b'miut moy shebiyodoy. So therefore Rameya holds, I gave him moy's matorim. That does not mean that I'm giving him permission to use this money. Since one does not necessarily have to assume that he needs the money. But we see, say according to Rameh and say according to Rabbi Yudah, Hamoitzi Mois Egdish, if a person spends Mois Egdish, more lechad mehem. Alme bemechel Rameh Yekonis, so we see the whole Yesod. We had said before, Rav Chisda had said that Seloi Koneh, because everything is betois, dim loikone, ech yotzu mois lechulam. If nothing happened, so all transactions are transactions betois, so there's no, ech yotzu mois lechulam, so there's no mila. So the Gemara answers as follows. Liddi, the Rameya said, im hoitzi loimol. If he was meitzi leimo loize beloize, shein mila bemois ala boichlan. Like we had mentioned before, the holding mila is only if a person is nene, he ate hegdish, he had enough from hegdish. But the din of mila of aitzor mirshus hegdish, this is not applicable because there's never considered there was aitzor mirshus hegdish because there was aitzor betois. Malidi dot the yesh mila b'mois idolim mia the chenveni kebalabayis. So be moide to me that the chenveni is like the balabos. That's the meyis taira. But according to you disagree with me. Fine. V'humo v'loy gizbo the lav b'rshusei ova. V'omalei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told Rameh loy medina locha. I wish to disagree with you. Baha ela keshulchani yu v'humo al gizbo. The Meida Yoda, because the Gizbo, the Mafkid knows, the Tzorich Tomid Lemois, Liknois Schoire. He needs a steady flow of money to purchase Schoire. It's a little difficult to understand what's the Machlokes, Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that a chembeni needs a steady flow of money. Remeya holds the stam. Everything he gets on credit, he doesn't need a steady flow of money. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since he's always buying, he needs a steady flow of money. So what's the very interesting machlokes? Machlokes of Metzius. Perhaps it could be that a zicher, that he's a more ideal customer if he pays cash when he gets the schoire. Perhaps they'll give him a cheaper price because of this. But he doesn't go bankrupt if he doesn't have cash on hand, because the wholesalers realize that they sell them on credit. So the shaila is, that means there is zicha, a maila for a chenveni to have a steady flow of money, but since it's not li kuve, so it could be, he could exist without it, perhaps with a little difficulty. So that's the machlekes. How does the mafkid look at it? Does he look that since it will be zicha easier for the chenveni with money, with cash on hand, so when he gives the mois matorim, he's giving him permission to use the money, because the zicha gained from having the schus to use the money, that's Rabbi Yehuda Svar, Rameya holds. Since it is not li ikuve, he can do business and purchase on credit, I have no right to assume that the mafkid is permitting him to use the money. Amara, let's go further in the Gemara. So till now, on the Gimel Amid Beis, we had Meir de Kechidushim in Rameya, that Rameya holds that by money the din mila of Eitzah Mirshus Hegdish is only bemazit. I know that it's hegdish tikimoni, and both parties are making a transaction, so then there's an intent to be moitzi mois hegdish lachulim. And the whole din mila b'shoigik is only by oichlen. If he eats machol shel hegdish, then there's a din mila. But eitzah mishus hegdish is only if al pi chayshin mishpat there was a real transaction. It's not a transaction betois. Omar Rav, now Rav and Daf Nun Dalet is chaylik on this whole shtik Torah. Chazalno al kol tzdodim shel Rameya. We went through wherever Rameya spoke about the dinei mila. The loyma tzinu hegdish b'shoigik ein mischalal b'meizid mischalal. When I never found such a thing. You told me a whole yisod that the din meila of money is only bemezid and not b'shoigik. I went through all the memres of Rameya. I didn't find such a memre. No, you're saying that's pshat na mishneh. That was a mishneh. The mishneh says that b'shoigik loikideish is because there was no meila, since it's a kedushay tois, and because it's Kedushay Tois, therefore it's no Mila, so that is why it's Kedushay Tois. None of the parties involved would be interested in making Kedushin had they known that the Hegdish is Nischal al Yodom, and therefore the Hegdish is Hakan not Nischal al Yodom. I don't find such a thing. So I hold personally that according to Rab Meir, if a person was Moitzi Moish al Hegdish, he bought something, it's nischalo. It's nischalo. And since it's nischalo, benkach or benkach, so it's not called the mekach tois either, because it's finished. It's regretful, but it's done and over with. That means if the money that Moishel Hegdish was given to another party to make a transaction, so automatically the money becomes chulin. And there's no reason to regret the mekach. I mean, the mekach will be a mekach, won't be a mekach. It's the moish was neschal al yadeinu. So there's no reason why the moish, why the transaction should not be a transaction. So the transaction is a transaction, and the moish is yoytze lechulin. No, we only have a problem in our mishnah. And our mishnah says it was kiddush b'shoigek she's not mikodeshes. So Rav said, "Umishnaseinu bekosnois kohune shelay bolu." Speaking about bigdei kohune shelay bolu, hoyul venitnu lehonis pen. Now, by bigdei kohune, there is when they're magdish bigdei kohune. Let us speak Eisenbeinik a little bit, and we'll see in Rashi. You have to understand like this. Bigdei Kohune are Hegdish. Now, the Kahanim have a terrible problem. Kozman, they're doing the Aboide. So that's not called the Moel Behegdish. They're doing the Aboide, so that's not called, they're deriving benefit from the Begodim. But after they finish with the Aboide, so theoretically, they should take off these Bigdei Kohune as quick as possible. No, they have no right to wear these begodim, they're deriving hana from Hegdish. And since loy nitna teire lamalachei hasholetz, Kain isn't a malach, so memela, we have to understand that from after the aboide till he takes it off, there could be a passage of time that he's still wearing bigdei kohune without any legitimate right to wear the bigdei kohune, but that's facts of life. So when they were magdish, the bigdei kohune, there was a clause put into the hegdish. There was a shield in the hegdish. It is not hegdish in this man when the kahanim are deriving benefit from it b'shoigig. That means when they're not, if they have intentions to use the bigdei kohune b'meizid. So then it's Hegdish, and then there'll be Moel Behegdish. But if they're deriving benefit b'shoigig unintentionally, so there's a shir in the Hegdish, and this man, it's not Hegdish. They had to do this, because else it'll be impossible for a Kohen to wear bigdei kohune. Every Kohen will be, after he does the Avodah, be doing more Averis than he accomplished with doing the Avodah. Therefore, they had to do this. That's number one. But now, Rav Meir said a bigger chiddush. So since we have to be consistent, Rav Meir said, if we're saying, so one could say, and we'll see later, Abiyuda Takos like that, fine, I agree with you. We can't put so much pressure on the Kahanim that right after, so we have to make a shir in the Hegdish, that it's not Hegdish, even though it was not Hegdish for this, Lagabi this Hanor, was Hegdish only for certain Zmanim and certain Hanors. For others, Zmanim, it's not Hegdish. That's the shir. That's the Hagbol and the Hegdish. But Rameya went a step further. We have to be consistent. So you're saying, if a Kohen wears the Begodim, he's deriving benefit from the Begodim, theoretically there's no legitimate heter for him to derive benefit. Now he's not doing the Avodah. But we said that we have to do this, we weren't magdish it on these manim. So Rameya went a step further. So any other person, b'shoigig, who will derive benefit from bigdei kohune, they're the same like the kahanim. We didn't differentiate. They said, for the kahanim it's not hegdish, and for someone else it is hegdish. Any person who will derive benefit b'shoigig from bigdei kohune, so on this zman we say it's not hegdish. The hegdish was a shir and the hegdish. So memele, so it's a meiradik ezach. So there's no din mila. You want mail bagdish, because in this man it's not hegdish. So there's no din mila. So it never went out lechul. It's still hegdish. But when a person is mekadish and isha with a ksainis of bigdei kohune, there was no mila. He didn't take anything away from hegdish. So it never became his. So it's moishal hegdish. So nothing happened. Let us see now. The lashon of the Gemara and lashon of Rashi. Vishalei nitna teira lemalachei hashoreis. The teira wasn't given to malachei hashoreis. Let us see Rashi. Chazalnu al kod stodim shel Rameya. Rav said kloima af al pi sheshoninu leRameya bishoygei kloikidei. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Lav mishum desvirlei Hegdish b'shoigik ein mishalo. You're saying a whole shtick teure that since the transaction is betoy, so there's no chilul, there's no heitzah mishas hegdish. Shechazalnu b'chol mokem. We went through all the places Shoshana Rameh behilchas hegdish lematzinu mokem. Shama by hegdish mischalo b'meizivain mischalo b'shoige. He should say such a thing. I mean, grad kedushin is an afkemina, but it's negaya 20 other cases. Elo bein shoigig bein meizid mischalo. If a person took moishel hegdish and he wanted to purchase something with it, that alone makes it chulin. That it's moizid me hegdish l'chulin. The last new lahane itami the Rabbi Yochanan. So the whole shtek teir of Rabbi Yochanan, it's not true. The Rab Meir yesh mila b'moyis hegdish. There's mila. But even the moal nafak lechulin. So a mela of a person will be mekadish and isha b'moyis el hegdish. She's zicha married because it became chulin. If they like it, if they don't like it, yoto is nishas, it became chulin. If it becomes chulin, so the meilas, there's no reason not to want to get married. It's done and over with. It's regretful, but you can't rectify the situation. So shezicham asked him to get married. Umas nisen diktoni b'shoigik loikidich. Alma loy nischalo. We see from this that it wasn't nischalo. It never became his money. It's moishal agdish. Because nais kohune shalei bolu, uruuyin laavoide. It is roi laavoide. It's still oimed for avoide. V'chol's man shuruuyin laavoide. Because nais kohune that a roi laavoide ain mile v'shigigoson. So there's no din mile if by mistake you derive benefit from it. Shalakach ugdishu mitchile. That was the Tchilas HaHegdish, Lehones Behem Shoigigin. That you're permitted, so that means the Hegdish, there's a Shiur in the Hegdish, when you're deriving benefit, B'Shoigig, so it's not, on this Zman, on this Ano, it's not Hegdish. That you're permitted to have Ano Shoigigin. Actually, Yiskavin Lechalalon, you shouldn't, that not. But if you have an intention to be maitzid lechulin, that lemaise, so it's egdish, and you maitzid lechulin. Shaloi nitno teire lemalachei ashores. The teire was not given to malachim. Shiyu hakehanim zrizim kemalachim, that the kahanim should be as quick as malachim. Lafshitom bigmar avoide, to take off the big day kohun as soon as they end avoide, v'lo yishum aleyem acher avoide keheref ayin, that they shouldn't wear this clothing afilu a second, right away they should take it off. We're talking about a day of avoide, they're exhausted also. I mean, bizvos and bizven, so therefore, in order to avoid kilkulim that should occur with the kahanim, so betchilas ahegdish they were masne, the one is permitted to have hano from these begodim. And now Rav Meir went a step further. We have to be consistent. This was not only letoives akahanim, nor any other person that has hano from it also falls into this category as hano b'shegik of big day kahune. There's no din mila. It's not hugdish in that zman. Now, I'd just like to mention a very choshiva orai, so Mishnah Salevi. He asks Akasha, fine, we can understand Rameya. So that would mean as follows. Let's say by big day kohune, another person would have hano b'shegik. He'll derive benefit. He'll somehow he'll wear it, he won't realize it's big day kohune. He'll wear it, fine. But here we are speaking about a different oifen of mila in Gans. We're speaking about mila veitzol, meshus leshus. There are two types of mila. There's a din mila of deriving benefit from hegdish. So this we can say, by big dekuna they said that all benefits deriven from hegdish, from big dekuna are permissible because we made a shir in the hegdish, that it is not hekdish for benefits that were made unintentionally. Fine. And then Rameya holds that afilu, not only, but this was not only said for Kahanim, it's said for anyone. Fine, that's good. But here we're not talking about benefits derived. Here we're talking about a second din mila. This aitzah mershus leshus. This is a different din mila. Mehechi teisi, I should compare this to the first din mila of the benefits that the Kahanim derive from the Big Day Kohanim. That's a ha'ore, yes? Some will remain with this ha'ore. Now let us see Taisvis. The Kosnais Kohanim. Perish HaKuntris. Mishnoseinu Diktoni Loikidesh. Alme Loi Mischalo. It seems from the Mishnah that the money remains Moisha like this. It wasn't Mischalo. V'mekadesh be'kosnais kohune shalei bolu. U'ruyin la'avoyde, so v'chol zman sh'ruyin la'avoyde ein me'ila b'shigigosom. Sh'lekachuk d'shu kol zman kahanim will be wearing this, so me'mele, so the hegdish was made in such an oifen that one, if one derives benefit, b'shegeg, he should not be a din mila. Shkachuk d'shu b'tchila. Le'honais b'shegegos. The one is permitted to derive benefit, b'shegeg. B'choleish sh'loi yiskavin l'chalolom. Sh'loi nitno teire l'malachei ha'shoris, sh'kahanim zrizin k'malachei ha'shoris, l'avshitam b'gmar avoyde, v'layishim aleim ach avoyde k'arafayim. That's an impossibility. So mele, so therefore, the hegdish was made in such an oifen that either versus lebezn masna leim that for these anos it wasn't hugdish for a personal derive anos b'sheik. V'im taima, fractaisis, but I have another problem in Cain. Now, let us, we have mentioned already, but just let's mention one more time. What is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to this, that l'anit netela malachi ha'shoris, but this shir and hegdish was only made l'tzeirich kahanim. You don't include everyone into this shir, the kahanim. By them, they have a problem. So he said, if they'll be nene b'shaygik, it's not hegdish legabi this and that, but someone else, there's no such din. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it was mekadish behegdish b'shaygik mekodeshes, because there was a din mila, it's a yotzer lechulen, and finish. So it's his money and her money, and that's the svaras Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Rabbi Meir says that this kula of that should be permissible to derive anah b'shoygig is applicable to any person, to all people. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's only applicable to the kahanim. It was made with tzeirich kahanim and only for kahanim. Fine. Fractosis and Cain, I have a problem though. Hey, he come Rabbi Yehuda the b'shoygig kiddush, because he holds, because it's yaitzel lechulen, because the school is only for kahanim. V'gam al b'meizid ali b'derameyam, harei loy nischalulu. I got news for you that big day kohune. Without this hagbola, without this shir, we're saying, but when it is hegdish, and the person derives benefit from it, it is yaitzel lechulen. Vektach toises, I got news for you, big day kohune, never go out lechulen. Dokli shoreis ein, ukli shoreis, omrinen de yesh, moyul, achemoyul, beine yoitzin lechulen. There's a special aloha by kli shoreis. Kli shoreis doesn't go out lechulen, yevano from it, yevano. But it doesn't go out lechulen, it remains hegdish. So this is a kli shoreis. So therefore, so why is it yoitzin lechulen? So, Sai Sasakash and Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's no shir by the anah of other people, and Sai, according to Rameya, that said, b'meizid and b'kodeshes, klishos doesn't go out l'chulim. There's a very interesting machlekes harishainim. The Ritva in the Ramban says that this is not a Kli Shavuos, and should it. This is not, the big Dekuna, not a Kli Shavuos. You need it for the Avoida. But it doesn't have a din of a Kli Shavuos. She'ein mishtamshin begufon v'hein machshirei Avoida. That is the lotion of the Ramban in the Ritve. Meiridike Londeshe Taine. That a Kli Shavuos means there were certain kelim that which are mekadish. You put a mincha in a Kli Shavuos, it's mekadish. You put the mayim in a Kli Shavuos, it's mekadish. The mayim, the sakin is mekadish. There are certain Kli Shavuos that have a direct contact with the kolben, is mekadish the kolben. That's called a Kli Shavuos, which never go out l'chul. But this is not a Kli Shavuos. That I saw in the Devar Yaakov. He brings that one can clear a chakira, what is pshat in Big Day Kohune? What is pshat in Big Day Kohune? We can learn two eifanim. We could learn that the halacha was said that the avoide has to be done with Big Day Kohune. It's a din, avoide needs Big Day Kohune, so it's a chelek of the avoide. So Mamela, so then also is a din of Kli Shavuos. What's the chilek? It doesn't have a direct, but it's an intricate chilek of Avoida. So it could be that's what Taisus held. The Ramban held that the Big Day Kohune are machshir the koyim. That means Bizman she Big Day Malayim Kunos Namalayim, he gets a kedushas koyim. La'avoide l'shoreis by wearing Big Day Kohune. That means that this enhances the kedusha of the koyin. A koyin with an enhanced kedusha can do the avoide, but it doesn't have a din of a kli shoreis. It only works out. There's nothing to do with the avoide. It is only machshir the koyin la'avoide. So memele, so they held doesn't have a din of a kli shoreis. Akapon mesamachlekes harishayim. Taisus held that has a din of a kli shoreis. So Taisus got stuck. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? What's pshat in Rameya b'meizid? V'yeshloime, so Taisus makes an akimte. The airi dois and kosno yishloini schanchu adayin la'avoide. That it's, we're speaking about the aksainis that as yet was not worn. It wasn't born yet, Lavoide. The oz and kedushas kli shoreis aleihem, ele kedushas bedek abayis, kedome pekamad Sanhedrin, avoidoson mechanchosom. The avoide that one does with a kli shoreis, this is mechanach, the kli shoreis, this makes the kli shoreis for a kli shoreis. So memele, so we are speaking about a ksainis that was never born yet, so it's only Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Kedushas Bedek Abayis is so this is Zichadin Milan, it's Yaitza Lechulin, if you derive benefit from it. So Bemezid according to Rameya, Bishaygek according to Rafilo, Bishaygek according to Rabbi Yehuda. Toshma, so Mamela, so Rav said a new mahalach in Rameya, that the Mishnah is speaking about with Makadish, with the Ksainis of Big Day Kohune, and since the Big Day Kohune have a Tnai Behekdeshon, a Shir Behekdeshon, that for Ano Beshoigik they weren't Niskadish, so therefore Rameya holds that this includes all Anos B'Shoigik, so there never was a Yitziyah L'chulan from that he was Mekadish with his Ksainis. Like the Gemara Toshma, Kosna is Kohune Shebolu, Me'alem Bem Divrei Rameya. Rameya says that if you had a Ksainis Shebolu that became used out, it's not any more Roi Lavoide, Me'alem Bem Divrei Rameya. So here we're speaking about a person had a no bishoygik. Me'alem ben mistama means stamila is bishoygik, and bishoygik you said it's not kadosh for legabe a no bishoygiks. My love, afilu loy bolu. So the Gemara says, Loi bolu davke. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. I mean, the whole Gemara, said, we said before, that the whole lomdus of Ramei is because neskune shaloi bolu. Shaloi bolu, since it's oimed for Avedis Kahanim, so there was injected this year in the Hekdish. Now here we're talking about Kosnes Kuhune Shebolu. So I say, oh, Bolu, oh, the label. No, Bolu not, Kalei Bolu not. I mean, what's the shakla, the tie of the Gemara? Now, let us just explain what's the difference between Bolu and Lei Bolu. Before we get into the Gemara. By Bolu, the need for injecting this shear in the Hekdish is not necessary anymore. That means Kozman, it's being used for Alts Big Day, Kayin Hedjid, Samim Meila. We have a problem that Lenit Natera Malachi Asharis. So we had to put a shear in the Hekdish that for Hanois Bishkoge, it wasn't Hukdish for Lagabi these Hanois. But that's when there was a need. When there was a need, we took care of the need. But now, that's in the Gemara's Teretz, Abba Kosnais Kohune Shebolu, it is no more used for Big Day Kohune. So there's no need, I don't need this injection anymore of to be make a shield in the Hegdish. So therefore, Yemayim, that's the teretz of the Gemara. So the Shaila is, what did the Makshinel? Says, Bolu, who had in Loi Bolu. So the Makna says a beautiful teretz. The Makna says, the Gemara understood as follows. You're 100% right. By Loi Bolu, it is not aimed anymore for Levishis Kahanim. It's Bolu. It won't be used anymore for Big Vekuna. Agavuche, what did they use it for? So it brings a Gemara and Shabbos. They used it for the psilois of the Menorah. This was used for the wicks of the Menorah. Fine. And now there's no reason anymore to make Hagbolas, to make Shiurim and the Hekdish, because we don't have the problem anymore. But the Gemara helped, but a chain is as strong as the weakest link. If the Tchilas HaHekdish was only, it's only Hekdish when excluded, but it's excluding when Ano B'Shoigik was made from it. The Gabi Ano B'Shoigik is not Hekdish. So the Tchilas HaHekdish was made with the shield. So afterwards, now there's no reason, but that's how the Hekdish was made. So how do you get now a more Chomodik Hekdish? If the Tchilas HaHekdish was made with a shield, so how do you get a more chometic the Hekdish by Bolu? That was the Gemara's kasha. So if you see by Bolu that you're moyo, so you see your hoshtik teire by loy Bolu is also only for the Kahanim, not for any other Ano. Not the way you said in Ramei. That was Pshat Sada Maxis Pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's teretz? That's a very good kasha. So the Matan wants to say, that when they were Magdish, these Big Day Kahune, there were two Hekdashim. The Hekdash was as follows, that Kozman, it's Loyla Big Day Kahune, I'm being Magdish for Big Day Kahune, with a shield. That when Ahano B'Shoigig will be made from it, it's not Hekdash. But after, now I'm being Magdish, but a second Hekdash, after it becomes not Roy anymore for Big Day Kohune, so now Bishaskos HaHekdish, I'm making the Nishabi a Hekdish Lagamri. Since there's no need anymore for this Shir and the Hekdish, so I made a second Hekdish. He wants to say, could very well be Ramei LeTamei, that other magdish tovish loyla, because we're speaking about it's a hegdish on the matziv, which is as yet non-existent. We don't have big day kahuna shebolu b'shas hegdish. But according to Rav Meir, there is a double hegdish with different guidelines, and that's how the hegdish was made. B'shas etzroi la'avoide. So it is a shir and the hegdish that lagabi hano b'shoigik. It's not mugdish. Legabi, when it's balu, so then there's a, then the mitchila we were magdish it, it should be hegdish completely for all our noise. Zok to Gemara Baita, Toshma, Moyalin bechadetin, ve'ein moyalim ba'atikim. We'll just say the words, and then we'll see Rashi, who explains what we're speaking about. There are shkolim which were given the year they should have been given, and that's called taklin chadetin. That means each year shkolim were given from Klal Yisrael for the kabonas sibo, and there were other usages done with these shkolim. Is my Alan Bechadetin. And Rashi explains there were shayfres. Shayfres were like tremendous pushkis, like an upside down shayfer. The bottom was very wide, the top was very small. When you put in the money, someone else passing by couldn't help himself and take out the money. So Al Kaponim, there were shayfres in the Beis Hamikdash. And the person who came to the Beis Hamikdash, he had to pay his shekel if it wasn't paid up till now. So he had the year to pay up his shekel each year, and that's how every year he had a chelik in the Karbonei Sibo. What happens if he didn't pay that year? So there was an alternative that the next year there was a shayfer. For that's called taklen atikin, that you're paying this year, you're paying for last year's shkolim that you should have given. We'll see what it accomplished, but al kaponim. So that's so it says like this: moyalin bechadetin. If a person will derive benefit from the shkolim from this year, there's a din mila. Vein moyalin ba'atikin. But you're not moyel in the shkolim that are old shkolim. That means they were given the next year for the previous year. There's no din mila. And the poshita reason is, let's just say, the poshita reason is because the next year's shkolim did not go for the kobonis. What they did, what they used them for, we'll see soon. But it did not go for the kobonis. So if it did not go for the kobonis, so it wasn't hugdish for something that is a din mila. Chameya oime may alim af ba'atikim. Chameya said no. You moyel af ba'atikim. Shehoya chameya oime may alim b'shiyore halishke. Because it's a din meile b'shiyore halishke. That means, shiyore halishke means as follows. Let us just say, we won't see Rashi today, but Shiore Elishka means when they brought the shkolim, so they made, the shkolim were put into a huge room. And then they made Trumas Elishka. That means they came in three times during the year, Eshchedesh Nissen, Eshchedesh Sivin, Choftes Elo. They came in three times in a year, and they had three big kupis, and they filled up these kupis with mois from the lishke, and the money in these kupis were used for the kabonas tzibur. That was called trumas halishke. The kabonas tzibur came from this money. The rest of the money, and hu adin, the next year's money that was given to pay for the previous year, that had the din of shiyore halishke. This was the leftover money. This leftover money was not used for kobonis. The leftover money was used for the tzolchei ha'ir, chaymeseir, to fix the Chayim of Yerushalayim, Umigdolei Yisrael, the Migdolei, the towers, the turrets, everything that was needed for Yerushalayim, for the Tzolche Yerushalayim, was purchased with this money. So Rameya says, Moyalim af batikim, Shremeyarim moyalim b'shiyore halishka, because shiyore halishka, that means, that's also Hekdush. The shiyore halishka was used to purchase the Tzolchei Ha'ir, and that's also Hekdush. So memela, if a person had enough from these matbeis, or he used the matbeis as a dinmila. Frekte gemore, and that's the kasha, va'amai, what's pshat rameya? Name, let us say, hoyel v'nitnu lahonais, lafish lanita teir lamalacha yasharis. Dochoy mesir midulayser mishore lishke osu, desnan choy mesir midulayser v'chol tzachi aboy mishore yalishke. So let us say this should not be a din mila. So let us just explain what the Gemara's kasha is. The Gemara's kasha is as follows. The Chaymes Ha'ir was made out of mois of Shiyore Alishke, which was Hekdish. That means the Chatfulah, they were Magdish Tishkolim. The Trumes Alishke was used for Kabonis, and the Shiyorim, the Shirayim, that was left over, was used Mitzachi, which was Kaidish. They had a Kedush on it. So the walls of Yerushalayim, the Migdolos of Yerushalayim, the Tzolchi Yehir, were purchased from Dvorim Mekadosh. They also had Hekdish. Now, a person is walking by the wall of Yerushalayim, and it's a hot day, and there's shade coming. What is he going to do? He doesn't walk with a portable air conditioner. So Memela, so he's here and off from the wall. Now the wall was Kaidish. So we have to say, or maybe sometimes someone will sit down on the wall. We're speaking about people who are not Malachim. So when they made this, so the Hegdish of the Chayme, the Hegdish of the Migdolim, all this Hegdish, when it was made, they took into consideration that there will be certain Hanois, which will be made by people who are not Malachim, and we have to inject the Shir in the Hegdish. Fine. Now, according to Rameya said that since there's such an injection, so it's not only for the direct purpose for that the injection was made, but any person who has a no b'shoigik already, we have already this kula that it's not hegdish l'gabi a no b'shoigik. So how could Rameya say moyalim batikim, which was shiyore halishke, the shiyore halishke money had this shir begdeshoi. So therefore there should not be a din mila. That is Shandig Moriskash.